Nobody believed. Nobody gave us a chance. Your whole network doubted us. Nobody believed us. And then they tried to rob us with calls in this place. And these guys are so resilient. You know what I mean? We talked about intent. What was our intent when we walked on the field? Our intent was not to take pictures, not to do all the superstar stuff. Our intent, our intent was to eat. Our intent was to come eat and be hungry. I'm not interested in all the bells and whistles. What I want is a team that fights their ass off, and they did tonight.
That was Kirby Smart talking to ESPN's Katie George and calling out the network while talking to her as well. Georgia taking out the number one team in the land, 30-15 in Austin, Texas. So a lot of people, I'll say probably more than a lot of people, did not see this coming, including some of the people in this room.
Yeah. Nobody believed.
Well, just the other two.
Did you pick Georgia?
I don't pick anybody. Remember? Okay, so I'm neutral.
I feel like you're talking trash, but yeah, you didn't pick either one.
I'm not. Yeah, you know, I'm just neutral.
It felt like I was being I'll be upfront and honest about it. I didn't think Georgia's front seven could hit the gear that they hit Saturday night.
And they did.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point of me bringing it up is they did. They played like a very special unit. Honestly, I think that, and Georgia fans, I think, will agree with me on this. I think Carson Beck in the first half played very much like he did probably at the start of the Alabama game, where he's turned the ball over multiple times. There's miscommunications and such like that. But yet Texas couldn't capitalize on it because Georgia's front seven played so aggressively, so lights out, so matter of fact, so businesslike, that their front seven alone, their defensive line alone, vaulted them back towards the top of the standings. I thought they were absolutely incredible,
there
and hats
a total
off
of
to Kirby
seven
Smart.
Sacks in this one. So, yeah. And I'd have to go look, but that probably is the most that they've had in a game this season, I would fair to say.
Yeah, I thought it was just an incredible job of coaching that front seven and making them play with their hair on fire. And look, I liked Steve Sarkisian in this matchup. It didn't turn out the way I thought it would, though, man. Georgia Bulldogs came out and got done business-like mentality on the road in a tough environment for sure.
Well, remember when we were in here after the Georgia-Alabama game and we were all talking about, and I said that Kirby got out-coached by Kalen DeBoer. It was also the last time Kalen DeBoer out-coached anybody. But but the reality of the situation was Kirby went in there into Austin and gave Steve Sarkisian a masterclass on how to coach a championship-caliber team in a championship type atmosphere and game. He out-coached Sark, and Sark was panicky all night. I still don't understand what the hell I'm going to pull Quinn Ewers for Arch Manning.
You didn't like that? I thought you would have liked that.
Well, I think it was a panic move, and it didn't work out for him.
Because he took some shots. Quinn Ewers got that first blitz. Yeah. I mean, he got rocked, and then I think his leg got kind of banged up too later on. So I was wondering if it was, hey, even though he hung in there, but maybe they pulled him because of that, or they pulled him because they felt like they needed a spark and they felt like they could get it with Arch Manning.
Sark said that at halftime. He said, I wanted to calm him down a little bit and see if we could get a little something going.
Yeah.
And it didn't work because Arch Manning didn't fare any better than Quinn Ewers. And then, in fact, Quinn Ewers came back in and was able to get some footing a little bit in the game and they did close the gap. I just think you have to be, like you said, impressed with Georgia's front seven on defense. They were phenomenal. And even with some of the injuries that they're playing through, they were absolutely phenomenal. They outplayed Texas up front.
I think Texas got three NFL guys on their line, at least. And for Georgia to do what they did against them, pretty incredible. And hats off to them. To go back to the Arch Manning thing, I kind of liked it that he did that because I think what it does, it gives you a plus one in the run game, adds a different dynamic as opposed to what Quinn Ewers is doing. And I think, honestly, too often do head coaches kind of sit on their hands when things aren't going well and instead of trying to find a spark. Steve Sarkisian was like, I ain't going out like that, man. I'm going to try everything I got in my back pocket, put him in. Then thought, you know what? That's probably not fair to do against this front seven with a guy that hasn't played a ton of football in games like that. So maybe I'll just take him back out.
Yeah.
That throw Texas off. And I mean, I know they were trailing. Georgia never trailed in this matchup. I know that both quarterbacks have played before, but this was kind of a little bit of back and forth.
Yeah, I think Georgia's front seven is what threw Texas off all night. And
I would agree
and
with
they've
that.
Got playmakers all over the place. I'm over there sick to my stomach, the whole Isaiah Bond thing, just having to follow that saga of him not being at Bama anymore and having a lot of fun in Sarkisian's offense, though he's been banged up. So I don't know, man. I just think that the credit solely goes, in my opinion, to that front seven, that defensive line of Georgia that absolutely made it impossible for it felt like the Texas to do anything.
And what about the resiliency of Carson Beck? Because the early turnovers, what an interception, and still being able to bounce back from that and help to lead this team.
Well, yeah. Carson Beck's got to calm down. He's got. I feel like there's a little bit of pressing early in these games.
The guy is playing a ton. He is a little jittery.
Dude, they're not taking
three total interceptions on the day.
They're not taking the Lambeau back, all right? It's yours, dude. Just relax. I don't see the need to press. Like he's going out there trying to prove something at times. And just take what the defense gives you. I think the defense, the way they played, should be some reassurance for like, hey, it's not all on you, man. Like, yeah, you don't dude. Have to. You
Go
can,
Brad Johnson on these dudes. Go Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. Go Brad Johnson on these guys.
Just relax. I like Carson. I think he's a smart dude. I think he's a good player. I just think he needs to calm down.
I do think, though, it's kind of to Tiffany's point. I feel like at times that I've thought, before this season and during the beginning of the season, that either one of these quarterbacks could have been like the first overall pick. I'm not sure I came into this game thinking either one of them would be the first overall pick. I'm not sure who actually is at this point. There's been a number of quarterbacks kind of thrown around, but
you're saying they faced an NFL front seven is what you're
saying. Yeah. I mean, like I just think that neither one of these quarterbacks look like I would take him first overall in the draft. And you mentioned it, kind of hats off to Carson Beck for getting things kind of realigned and getting that offense moving in the right direction. But I think Georgia fans, and maybe y'all can correct me if I'm wrong on Twitter, but I feel like Georgia fans still have questions about the quarterback play at this point, but it was a gritty win by the defense that brought you home, and no shock because it's Kirby Smart coach team, and that's what that man does.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This NFL draft this year is weak from what I'm hearing.
A quarterback, yeah.
Well, it's weak overall.
Yeah.
I was listening to someone the other day say there's probably only like 15 to 17 players that are actually worthy of a first-round grade. So my point is that I think these guys are going to go top five only because of the lack of talent throughout the rest of the draft.
Well, we saw from Georgia in this game what it takes to win a football game. You got to run the ball, and Travis Etienne, three touchdowns in this one, and then you got to play defense. So corner Dylan Everett coming up big time for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we're going to talk later on in the show during Mic'd Up about the whole trash on the field, referees convening, the statement, and everything
SEC.
Else. But, speaking of turnovers, like I said, just a light. I just thought that the physicality was just a notch higher for Georgia. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what that potion is for Kirby Smart. I've seen it firsthand. It's just an edge that he gets his guys to play with. And you hear him, backs against the wall. Nobody believed in us. Usually when Kirby says that, I'm like, you're a freaking liar, man. Y'all are Georgia. This weekend, he was spot on because I didn't believe in him. And I believe in him now. So hats off to him.
Well, that's why you didn't win all your picks. That's why I went 3-1.